Blog Talk Radio.
Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, wearing my mask. What's up, everybody? What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going?
Not much. No, just, a busy day in sports. We're going to lead off with a little hoops, talk a little Knicks, talk a little Nets. Then, we switch gears, talk a little hot stove. Talk about the Mets' moves, in the front office with the hiring of Alderson, acquiring J.P. Ricciardi to bolster up the front office, and potentially Paulie Podesta, but we'll talk about that also. We'll also talk, football, what's going on. Jets are, as of right now, they're losing 20-10. 2 weeks in a row, they've been abysmal offensively, but we'll talk about that also. We'll talk about leave the line open, for sports, entertainment, whatever you want to talk about. And end the show with a little sports entertainment. And talk sports, entertainment, whatever you want to talk about. Without further ado, we'll lead off with this embarrassing performance by the Knicks.
Well, it was embarrassing, but, they let the game get away, basically.
A little update in the Jet game. Jets just scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
For a touchdown here. So it's 27-17, but there's 2:46 left into the game. So.
And the Giant game just started.
But back to next year. I'd say it's embarrassing because the 76ers stink. I mean, Knicks are at home. They were playing well. They were on a 2-game winning streak.
Yep, running and gunning.
Yeah, they were running and gunning, actually playing defense. You know, actually, you know, trying to win the fans back with hustle, which has been abandoned, which hasn't been on this team since 2001, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
But the Knicks, I mean, they really showed a lackluster performance, in my opinion. They had the lead in going into the second quarter. I mean, they had a brief 2-point lead, and then they came back. The 76ers had like a 10-point lead at one point.
Yeah.
And then the Knicks, went on a run, sparked, by, Stoudemire, who finished the game with 20 points and 15 rebounds.
Yeah, he was rebounding like crazy today.
Yeah, he was. Made it for the other games he had.
Yep.
And MVP, Ronnie Turner, for finding the energy, dunking,
blocking shots.
And he was a spark off the bench. And me and you agree, this guy should be starting, the starting center instead of Timothy Mozgov.
He should be starting, and Chandler should be starting.
Yeah, Chandler's been a spark off the bench also, offensively.
That Russian kid, rookie, he's too young to be starting, man.
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with a young guy starting. Actually, I actually like a young guy starting, but in this case, I mean, he's not producing. Not producing offensively. I mean, he's on the Friday game, he showed some sparks here and there, even though he only scored 6 points. But, he showed a little life on that game Friday, but. Today, I mean, Tony Douglas had his shots, and Gallinari, he woke in on Friday. I don't remember Gallinari's starts today. I mean, he didn't really pop out of the ordinary for me today. But
well, the thing is, the Mozgov. Well, his name is Mozgov, right?
Yeah, Timothy Mozgov.
Mozgov. I mean, the only thing that he has going for him is he's tall and lengthy.
Yeah, he's a 7-footer.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, can't really do much. I can guess he rebounds, here and there.
Yeah, he definitely needs to improve on those.
And his height is intimidating, but, I like Turiaf's game better. The guy, he's MVP.
Yeah.
Looks like WWE wrestler MVP.
Yep.
Block shots, rebounds, and he brings that energy to the team that we need.
Exactly. After he dunked, I thought he was going to do the balling. But Stoudemire, he actually had a great game. He did the first game of the season, or I should say at home.
Yeah.
He had 21 points, 15 rebounds, and an abysmal one assist.
Yeah, man, that's a bad game.
Yep. Gallo, he scored 15 points, 6 rebounds. He can improve on that, and also one assist.
Gallo is getting better though. I remember the first two games of the season, he wasn't shooting real good.
Yeah, like the first two or three games, he's been playing horrible. But he's been playing much better, like you said, as of late.
Yeah.
Timothy Mozgov, probably, I would assume, this isn't all going out on a limb, a career high 9 points and no rebounds and no assists.
Yeah.
And Raymond Felton, he's been another key to this team, playing well. As I suspect that he playing from Bobcats. You know, the guy had talent. He had 7 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Yeah, I mean, he passes the ball, but the thing about him, he seems a little kind of slow. I wish he was faster though.
He could be.
I wish we had like a faster point guard.
He could be deceptively fast. Maybe, you know, he's.
Yeah, sometimes.
Looks.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, but he's not like Steve Nash fast, you know.
Well, yeah.
He kind of just runs down the court with the ball. Sometimes it looks like Felton is walking speed, like fast walking. No, not
kinda
running.
Like, kind of like the, you know, Charlie Ward era. The
yeah, exactly.
Or Mark Jackson late in his, when he returned with the Knicks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Mark Jackson, you know. Like, you know, he needs running point guys like Steve Nash, Jason Kidd. They run with the ball. Sometimes it looks like Felton is like fat, like speed walking, but not running. But, I mean, I like him, though. He passes the ball. He's a good point guard.
Yeah. And, I'm going to say, Jets, they have a late drive here, 1:40 left into the game. They're trying to get good field goal position for Folk.
Yeah, tie the game up.
To potentially try this game.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. The Jets, I mean, you know, they've been looking like, you know, I mean, they've been looking pretty horrible offensively. Last week, they got shut out.
Yeah.
Like, what was it, 9-0, I think it was?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for the most, they were into it most of the game. Oh, shoot.
What happened?
Sanchez, whatchamacallit, I mean, he threw the ball to, who was that? Was that Braylon Edwards? I didn't really get a good look who it was. And No, it probably was LT, maybe. He threw the ball, but it was incomplete, and it went off one of the guy's hands.
Oh.
So now they're 3-9. Here's the last chance for Sanchez. He's running.
Oh, it looks like he got the pass.
He throws, and it's caught. They got their first down.
When
you left into the game. That was a 10-yard gain by Dustin Keller. First and 10, Sanchez looks close to, I need to get another first down. To LaDainian Thompson. Now it's 58. They're doing a no huddle. Because it's 50 seconds and counting. Sanchez, he looks, throws to LaDainian Thomas, and he gets another first down. Oh, and he's still running.
Oh, man, and this is going to be 2 flags in this.
Oh. Hopefully, you assume this is going against Detroit.
That was a late hit.
Yeah, you're right. But all of you saw that late hit.
Yeah, and the Giants game started, and right now the Giants just turned the ball over. The Seahawks are driving right now.
Yeah, by the way, the Simpsons, Halloween Simpsons tonight.
Yeah, and Halloween was last week.
Last
by the way.
Week. Things of the World Series. It was on Sunday, and they couldn't even put it on Sunday.
Yeah.
On Halloween Day.
Weird.
I know. Tell me about it. And now, speaking of which, yeah, before I go to that, Evan Turner, he had a great game with whatchamacallit, with the, 76ers. He had 14 points, 10 rebounds.
That's
Elton. Yeah, that's Rudem, and Elton Brand, his usual, he scored 20 points, but he only picked up 7 rebounds, but it was enough to get the win. And Jrue Holiday, he did his thing, but all in all, Knicks lost, so.
And Knicks are 3-3 now?
Yeah. All right, come on, guys.
They just don't have timeouts. They better hurry up or spike the ball or something.
Damn, it's 30 seconds.
Gotta spike that ball.
Second and 2. Jesus. Oh,
they gotta hurry up here. They gotta hurry up and get to the line.
Stop the ball, damn it. It's 8 seconds left in the game.
Okay, they spiked it.
Spot. Jesus Christ. Why did they let so much time go off the clock for?
I have no idea.
It's a tight game. It's not like if they score, they're gonna take the lead. They're gonna rush. Volker's gonna rush the kick before 4 seconds to go into the game. This is a 36 yard.
You should make this. This should be pretty easy. 36 yard field goal.
Well, yeah, it's not like a 50 or something. Hopefully, the pressure won't get to him. Jeez, let's see.
Yeah,
okay, it is. Looks
yeah.
like it's good. It is good.
Overtime.
High game. High game.
I don't know what the hell the Lions were playing a prevent defense. Prevent defense just allows you to score. These teams never learn.
Yeah, man, who's the name of that guy, that big receiver? Chris Johnson, I think his name is?
Calvin Johnson?
Calvin Johnson, that's his name. For some reason, they nicknamed him Megatron.
Yeah, man.
I don't know why, I mean.
The guy is just unbelievable.
Dude, I mean, they made the Jets look like Decepticons. The way how they were playing. Dude, now I know Megatron is going to be yelling retreat now because they tied
up. Yeah, because that's how Calvin is, He's deceptive.
that's a good explanation. Excellent why he got the nickname Megatron.
Megatron.
Autobot.
Compared to my name, which is Optimus Prime, but that's for personal reasons.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Well, kudos to the Jets coming back. They actually they showed some life. Staying into this fourth quarter because they were for most of this game they were pretty lifeless out there.
Yes, Sanchez looked like he had flashbacks when they were throwing balls towards that female reporter.
and at that point they both didn't score and neither of them scored. Kudos to the Jets, they came back. They were trailing. I think it was first. What's the score like? 10-3 or 7-3, and then Jets took a brief. It was I think 7-0. Tigers, I mean, not Tigers, Lions.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about baseball here. And then Jets scored a field goal. And then afterwards, Jets would briefly take a 10-7 lead. And then, whatchamacallit, the Lions would take the 20-10 lead. And then Jets, with this late run, were able with a touchdown and a field goal to tie the game.
So right now I changed it to the Giant game. Giants have the ball back. They'll score this game in the first. And Seahawks are starting a rookie against the Giants. Oh, boy. Giants are going to carry that quarterback up today. You know, Giants have taken out 5 quarterbacks this season.
Oh, yeah. And a 2-1 game. I think that was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
A few weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Crazy. I think against Cowboys.
No, it was against what team it was. No, it wasn't Cowboys. Only Romo went out. I can't remember the team. I think it could have been Texans, probably. Could have been the Texans or the Bears. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I forgot who it was. But I can remember who the quarterback was.
I think it could have been Texans.
Was Grossman one of the guys that they took out? I'm trying to remember who the heck the guy was.
The Bears was Cutler.
I think it was Romo. Bears. I think they took out Cutler and somebody else, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably.
Just got the awe, man.
What happened? What's going on in that game right now?
Sanchez threw the ball incomplete.
The Seahawks team is very loud. Probably the loudest stadium in football.
Come on, Sanchez. Good throw right here. All right. Come on. Keep running. All right. Oh. To Santonio Holmes.
Oh, yeah. This year. God damn it. A 52-yard
gain. 52-yard gain.
Uh-oh. Yeah, just had to win this game.
If that guy didn't stop him, man.
Oh, damn.
Dude, it would have been over.
They could just kick it now and win the game.
All right. LT. What was that, gain a yard or two? Yeah, just on field goal position. I think they're 14 yards away from
the Giants look like here they're about to score. Near the 20.
They should just do it. They should just go to that bread and butter run the ball. Three and six.
Oh, let's go first down.
Folk is coming now.
Are they going to kick it now?
Yep.
Yeah, Jets are going to win.
30-yard field goal attempt. The last time he kicked to tie the game was, I think, a 36-yard or a 38. All right, here's for the win. Another timeout.
Detroit is a bunch of chokers, just like they're criminals.
Play of the game right here.
And for you people who live in Detroit, I don't mean that as a bad thing. No, there's some people out there that you want to choke, that get on your nerves, right?
The people from Detroit. Talking about people from Detroit. Well, guess we'll while they have this timeout as Falk tries to attempt this 1-yard field.
Come on, get it in, touchdown, Giants. Giants are up 7-0.
And here's Folk. He's kicking it, and it is
good. Oh, there's a flag.
Uh-oh, there's a flag on the play. Oh, boy.
Oh, they won.
Yes. That
the
was
game's the Jets. Come back.
Nice.
So the Jets just win, and the Giants just scored. Both New York teams looking good.
Yep. Nice comeback win against a team, you know, they should beat, but this year the Lions, you know, they're not a pushover.
Yeah.
But I think they fall to 2-6, though, even though their record is a little deceptive.
Oh, well.
And Jets go to 6-2.
Yeah.
So those are the Jets, and you said your Giants won, leading right now. I would assume 7-0.
Yeah, 7-0. G man. Bradshaw went in, drove in for the touchdown.
I guess we'll switch gears to the hot stove.
I don't want to talk about baseball. It's over.
Hey, I mean, you know, the Giants, you know, they won last week. Kudos to them.
Yeah. The pitching was great, I mean.
Yeah.
Lincecum and Kane, those guys are going to be around for a while.
Oh, yeah. They got some good young pitchers.
Yeah, they got a good closer who looks like CM Punk.
Brian Wilson. What is that point he does at the his celebration? Like he turns around. You know what I'm talking about? Like when he ends the game.
Yeah.
He stands. He turns. Looks at his back. There's like this X sign. First he does like this this Catholic sign of the cross, and then
yeah.
He does like this X.
I don't know what that's called. I know that they have a nickname for his beard, Beard the Beard or something.
They call him the Beard, right?
Fear the Beard.
The what?
Fear the Beard.
Oh, Fear the right. The fans had the.
The name for his beard and the other guy on the team.
Yeah, the other guy, the reliever. I forgot Rodriguez. I think Javier Rodriguez. I forgot the guy's name.
I don't know.
They're rocking the Abraham Lincoln beard.
Yeah, he dyes it. He dyes his beard. He won't say it, but he definitely dyes it.
Yeah, because they showed a photo of him high before, and he has blonde hair. Yeah, you know, he had or has blonde hair.
Yeah. CM yeah. Punk.
Well,
he's a good closer, though.
Yeah, he definitely bounced back, because I remember him closing some games against the Mets over the years. He's blown games. He hasn't. You know, he wasn't really that reliable.
Yeah.
But this year he's definitely, you know, on his level.
I guess that's what happens when you join Straight Edge.
Yeah, that's true. I got Josh Hamilton, you know, he joined Straight Edge and he after the World Series.
Yeah.
and you know what was the funny thing? I don't know if you heard about this. Benji Molina, either way, he won a World Series ring anyway.
Because he was with the Giants.
Yeah, he was with the Giants, and he got traded to the Rangers. So no matter what would have happened in the World Series, he got a World Series ring.
Yeah, but he didn't finish the team with the World Series, so should he really get a ring?
Because he helped out I think it's up to, like, the players to decide who you know, what players get a ring, even though the person don't stay with them. Like, Gerd Foster, he was with the Mets in the early 80s, and then he got cut in, like, 1 month in 86. And he still got a World Series ring, even though he wasn't, I mean, he was on the team for a couple of years and got kicked out 1 month, you know, in 86. So he still was eligible for a ring. I think the players decide who gets a ring and who doesn't.
Benji
Molina, he's good to go no matter what. He had no, and that's an awesome feeling. No matter what you do, you get the ring.
And he didn't even fit, like, go. He wasn't even in the postseason with him. He was on the Rangers. That's messed up. He doesn't deserve a ring.
But you forget. By the trading deadline, you gotta be traded. You gotta be traded, or leave. You gotta leave a team. You gotta be traded before the trading deadline, July 31st, to be eligible for the postseason roster. So he got traded, you know, before the trading deadline. And luckily for him, both of his teams that he was on this year went to the World Series. So he made the right decision to spurn the Mets in the offseason.
Yeah,
he has a World Series ring, even though his team lost. But I would assume, I mean, it would be much more refreshing for him, you know, to be on the field, you know, when your team won, just like his when he was on the Angels in 02.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good catcher.
He is. I mean, he is getting up there in age, though.
Yeah, he is getting older.
Yeah.
But yeah, you gotta give the Giants their credit. I mean, they deserved it, you know.
Yep.
After the Padres were leading the division for like weeks, then the Padres collapsed late in the season. Giants took over.
And Pat Burrell, I mean, he's won two championships in the last 2 years here.
Who?
Pat Burrell.
Oh yeah.
Because he won with the in his last year with the Phillies.
Yep.
And up until 08, he was, you know, thought of as a loser, you know, because his team never, I mean, really haven't really done anything. They haven't won any championships prior to the 08 season. And, you know, Charlie Manuel, Pat Gillick, they really turned the fortune of the franchise around. That level Philly has never been to before.
Yeah, Pat Burrell, and he never even had, like, a very good postseason either.
No, Cody Ross, he was a guy that they acquired in the training by the trading deadline from Marlins.
Yeah.
He really
had Cody Ross.
Yep, Cody Ross with the Crossroads.
Yeah.
Got his first championship with the Giants.
And surprisingly, Cliff Lee, I mean, this guy, he didn't pitch good against the Rangers.
Against the Giants.
Yeah, yeah. I said Rangers, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on the Rangers, so I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The Giants,
yeah,
I mean, yeah.
He's pitched great, you know, these last couple of years. But once he got to the World Series, I mean, he really lost it, Lincecum really outpitched him, out-aced him.
Man, Lincecum outpitched Halliday, Cliff Lee.
Yep.
Who else did he outpitch?
I think. Didn't they face the Braves in the first round, I think?
Yeah, Hudson.
Hudson.
Yeah, he did good.
Yep, he definitely did. This kid's only going to get better. I mean, his first 2 years in the league, he won the Cy Young.
Yeah.
So when he went to the arbitration, you know, MLB was like, yo, give this guy the money, because if you take him to arbitration, you know, he's gonna set a precedent.
Yeah, man. And
this guy is young. This guy won two Cy Youngs in his first 2 years in the game, and now he's a world champion.
And he's a hippie, so you know, can't go wrong with him.
Yeah, he don't even need to get high anymore. You can just look at his career. I mean, he got two back-to-back Cy Young,
yeah.
World champion now, and he's the toast of the town in San Francisco.
Yeah, man.
He is the San Francisco treat.
And, you know, another guy, Renteria, I mean, that guy, he's as old as dirt, but finds a way to be clutch in a World Series.
Yeah, that dude, he kind of looks like Orlando Jordan a bit.
yeah, he does, right.
But, you know, he's a good veteran. I mean, he's a winner. He practically wins everywhere he goes. He won in 97 with the Marlins' first championship.
Yep.
Didn't he play with the Cardinals a couple of years ago? Was he on the Cardinals?
He was in the World Series against the Red Sox and when the Cardinals lost. He also played on the Red Sox.
Was he on the team? I'm trying to think. Yeah, I remember he was on the Cardinals. But I can't remember what year he was on.
Yeah, the 2004 when he went to the World Series, he was on that team that lost to the Red Sox.
But he was on the 06 team because I think they had Eckstein and I think
no.
What's his name?
He was in Red Sox in 06.
Right, because what's his name was the shortstop, Eckstein, and I think
yeah.
Kennedy was the. Kennedy and I think Belliard were the second baseman at that time.
Yeah.
So it was 04. He was on the.
That's
the Cardinals.
Cardinals, yeah.
Right, because I remember he was on the Cardinals, but I couldn't remember what year it was.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that for me. But kudos to him. That guy's a gamer. You know, he won another title again.
Yeah. And MVP. He was MVP of the World Series, too.
All right, yeah, that is true. Kudos to him. Because that could have went to him, that could have went to Lincecum, and that could even went to Cody Ross, because he willed that team into the postseason also.
I actually thought Lincecum was going to win the MVP, because that guy...
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought so, too. Because you got that, your ace. I mean, he literally willed them. Or even Brian Wilson. I mean, that was another candidate, too.
I got to say that Lincecum is the best pitcher in baseball right now, by far.
You got to say that. I mean, this guy, he's won two. He might even win the Cy Young this year, too. But I think it's going to go to Holiday because Holiday, you know, he, as everybody thought he would be, he'd be dominant, 121 games.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the first man to throw a perfect game in the regular season, and then in his first ever postseason.
Oh! Touchdown!
The Giants.
Oh, wow. What a pass to hit to Knicks. 14-0.
Let's check out that replay.
Wow, that was a long pass. Knicks dived for the ball in the end zone for that touchdown.
That's like the only time a Knicks can score.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're right about that. Oh, man, that was nice.
Oh, that is a nice play. The nice diving, sliding catch to the end zone.
Yeah, this is going to be a blowout.
13-0, he's about to kick the extra pointer right here.
You're right. At least one Knicks is doing good today.
Oh, man. But the Mets, you know, they're not gonna Alderson, the new GM. You know, honestly, he said that the Mets are unlikely to be in the free agent market. You know, for the big names. I mean, as much as I don't like to hear that, you know, my teams aren't, you know, in the free agent, you know, market really for any big name guys. Mm-hmm. At least it proves that the rumors about Alderson is true. He's an honest guy. So I don't have to get my hopes up that they're gonna try to, you know, get Cliff Lee. And hopefully, once these bad contracts get off the books this year, they'll go after some big name guys if they'll be available.
Man, you guys, the Mets need to throw money at Cliff Lee, man. I don't care how much money you have to spend. Just try to get him. Satisfy your fans. Make your fans happy.
Hey, I'd love to see that happen, but all these bad contracts, I don't think they're going to do it. And looks like right now Mets are going to spend big money at people in the front office because Alderson, he acquired he hired J.P. Ricciardi, the former Blue Jay GM, and he you know, the manager, the general manager of the Blue Jays, and they also worked with each other in Oakland for 12 years.
Yeah.
So you know that boosts up you know, the Mets front office, and he turned down a job, the same job offer that was gonna Red Sox were offering him. So that's a good cool, you know. Ricciardi, I mean, he's known to be a very good talent evaluator, but he when it comes to giving contracts, that's another story. Look at that Vernon Wells contract. Speaks for itself. So, you know, that's a good...
Oh, goddamn, pick that up. Oh, this is going to be another touchdown.
Oh, my, I got it.
He turned the ball over on the kickoff.
Ooh.
And the ball bounced into the Giants' hands. You got to see this replay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check this out.
So they kicked it off. The kickoff guy, the ball comes out of his arm and it bounces up into the Giants' hand.
Even though that was a good play by Leon Washington, that guy was money on the team. But they
just picked it up
this off season.
It is gonna be 21-0 in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
And they're right, Giants are right on the, it looks like, 5 goal line.
Pete Carroll wish he was coaching in USC now.
Yeah. There it goes. 21-0. Bradshaw for another touchdown.
See, McCauley, he got the IO files. He knows either that or he could see through the future.
No, I have an IOTV, not Verizon Fios.
Oh, I'm sorry. IOTV.
Yeah. There's
apparently a difference. I didn't know that.
No crappy Verizon Fios.
We just lost a sponsor for the show. If the show was being sponsored. Oh, man. But, I guess switching gears quickly. Well, I guess talking about your Yanks, anybody you think they're going to go after? Most likely Lee. Looks like they might not go after Carl Crawford as everybody thought they would. With the emergence of Brett Gardner, you know.
I don't really know what the free agents are out there besides Lee. I mean, Crawford, yeah, but who else?
They got Edge, Jason Wirth out there if you want him.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not excited about Wirth.
He's a good player. I mean, he's a very good player. I don't know how great he'll be, you know, once he leave.
I don't know about that.
Once he leave Phillies, what's that? I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
Jason Worth is a good player, but I don't know. He I don't know. He might be like a Pat Burrell type player that.
Yeah.
He you know, he's a decent player, but you don't know what you're going to get out of.
And it looks like he's better. I think he's more suited for Philly, for a team like Philadelphia.
Yeah. He looks like he feeds off the Philly crowd, you know, before he delivers a spear. But, yeah, him, I don't know. He's perfect for Philly. He briefly played with the Dodgers before Dodgers cut him. He was in their system, at least. But he really made his name in Philly. And I heard...
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Spaghetti-O?
Well, Leon Washington just brought back a kick to the 30-yard line. Damn it.
Hey, I'm, like I said, miss that guy, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why the hell they let that guy go. They drafted a guy, Joe Knight or something like that.
Damn it. Well, you guys are doing fine without him, so.
Yeah, that's true. But that guy was exciting, man. He was like, that dude, he was like Rey Mysterio, man, or Jose Reyes, man. It's like, any moment that guy could just, you know, pour on you.
Yeah. Like what he just did, that run back.
You know, that's a scoring cut right there. Moment. Vikings win 27-24. There's any Viking fans in New York City?
Yeah, and Brett Favre didn't show his penis to anyone.
Well, that's a good game for everybody then.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Ooh, what?
There's just some kind of a crowd. What's going on? It looks like they're wrestling around with each other on the field. Oh, man.
You don't think that's a, I mean, you don't expect Yankees to go after anybody?
I mean, I think they'll go try to go after Lee, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know who else they'll try to go after. I mean, what if I can't see it? I mean,
what about Crawford?
Worth is a good player, but I don't know. Crawford, maybe.
Yeah, other than that, I can't really think of anybody. Everybody else who might have been good, they signed extensions.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's going to be more stuff. I mean, you guys don't need Eckstein. I mean, you guys are sad, short, and second, so. And Jose Contreras has been there, done that, even though he's a pitch better in the inning role, but.
Yeah.
I definitely don't see you guys going after him.
Yeah, we'll just have to see. Right now, I can't really tell who they're going to go after.
Yeah. And Mets, they interviewed Ollie Backman yesterday. According to him, the interview went well. And they're, you know, we'll just have to wait and see who they pick to be the manager. And Sandy Alderson, the new GM, he's trying to get the former Dodger GM, Pauly Podesta, who's an executive with the Padres, over to New York. So hopefully he'll be successful again. Some of these brilliant baseball minds into the fold, and hopefully rebuild this Mets system.
I heard the Mets are also interviewing Joe Beningo.
Hey, if he'll help the team win, why not? Well, with this team, he'd be saying all the pain all the time. But, hey, hopefully, you know, Mets, this is a big move right here. They got to hopefully hire the right guy. My personal favorites would be Bobby V and or Wally Backman. Ideally,
yeah.
I'd like Bobby V to manage and have Backman as the bench coach and take over in a couple of years when Valentine, you know, resigns from the job. But it looks like they're not going to hire Bobby V because, you know, he might cost too much money. And there's rumors that Alderson, you know, for a guy he could, a manager he could control, you know, according to his Moneyball reference in that book. But in his press conference, he said that, you know, he'd like to have a, you know, fiery manager, especially in New York. So it looks like there might be a change in his philosophy, you know, due to, you know, being in New York.
Yeah.
Well, we'll wait and see, you know. Hopefully you know, Wally gets a job if it's not Fallon time. But
yeah,
we have we're most likely weeks away until we find out that decision.
Hey, I never asked you if you enjoyed that. Oh yeah, you did say that that Bret Hart movie, right? That you liked it.
Hey, you reading my mind? I was gonna switch gears to the sports entertainment, a little pro wrestling with WWE.
Okay.
But yeah, good thing, right? Yeah, the Bret movie, that was a awesome movie right there. The documentary
mm-hmm.
part of Shadows. It pretty much painted the. You know, because I've heard about how, you know, his tenure with the WWF at that time, you know, ended, you know, bitterly due to the screw job.
Yep.
And because of that, it was a smart idea Bret had this thing taped because, I mean, now you see without a shadow of a doubt what he was saying about the WWE is true.
Of course.
You know, it kind of made me see it through his perspective, you know, because, I mean, I started being, you know, a WWE fan, you know, since 99, you know, during the Attitude Era. I mean, I love the Attitude Era, but seeing it, watching the video, you know, his documentary through his eyes, I kind of see where he was coming from, you know.
Oh, interception. Sorry about that one.
No problem. You know, how the WWE's, you know, changing philosophy intercepted, you know, Bret Hart's, you know, family values, you know, old school hero, you know, babyface versus heel
yep.
kind of style. And, you know, they really butchered Bret Hart's character, you know, turning him, you know, from a face to heel. But it was interesting. It was like, even though he was a villain,
mm-hmm.
he was really, in his mind, it was like he was still a hero because
yeah, for Canadians.
Yeah, because it was like he was in like a true heel because in his mind he was the same person, but due to the Attitude Era, the ideas of heroes and villains change.
Yeah.
So it was like he was still the same character, but he was voicing out his opinions on how the fans turned on him. And that's what turned him into a villain. And Stone Cold, you know, who does villain stuff, is cheered like a good guy. Thus,
yeah.
That's why Austin is a hero, even though he was supposed to be a villain. But due to the Attitude Era, Austin single-handedly changed the perception of a good guy.
I mean, I love that documentary. I watched it so many times, man.
Yeah, that was the first time I saw. I didn't even know they had it to begin with.
Yeah, I told you about it a few times. I mean, that it showed the you know his final days in the WWE before he left for WCW, that whole Montreal screw job, and outside of the ring with his family and his former fat wife.
It was a touching movie. I
did you see at the end when he was about to fight Shawn Michaels? But Shawn Michaels acted like a little.
I didn't see Shawn Michaels, but I heard Shawn Michaels off the camera. Like, did you know anything about it? And Shawn Michaels was like, I swear to God, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. Which he did, by the way. After.
And then
you
know. The wife, she his wife at the time, because he has a new wife now,
mm-hmm.
new younger wife now. At the time, she was. She called Triple H out on it, and Triple H was acting like a kid, you know, like when the teacher catches them, you know, like creeping
yeah.
on a wall or something. He's like, I didn't know anything about this. Oh,
yeah.
You know, damn well has something to do with this. And he's like, no, I didn't do anything. And he was like, he wasn't saying that. Like, she knew. She called her out. She knew from then on. She knew.
Yeah.
He's trying to BS with her, but. You know, she like that. She knows that once they leave, they're gonna start doing jokes on about this that they got away with and stuff like that.
Which they did.
Well, yeah, because I mean, Triple H is. I mean, he has a front office job, you know, in WWE now. So.
Yeah.
And it shows you how much Shawn Michaels changed. I mean, Shawn Michaels, I mean, as popular as he was, you know, with the fans, I mean, he was a jerk, you know, behind the scenes. And that's the main reason why the dream match of Rock versus Shawn Michaels never went through, most likely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he didn't want to work with Rocky Maivia. Rock was going by the name Rocky Maivia at the time. And I guess he saw that, you know, the emergence of The Rock would mess up the progress of Triple H.
Yeah.
In fact, he was right, because even though they try to, you know, handicap Rock's career after his gimmick changes for The Rock, Rock did surpass Triple H anyway.
Yeah, he did.
And then, you know, Triple H became that top heel. So Shawn Michaels started along. Shawn Michaels tried to stop Rock's career, but it didn't go through.
Yeah, man, that documentary, you guys haven't seen it, you should see it. It's a great documentary.
I didn't remember about hearing about it.
Yeah. Good thing you saw it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I don't know if you saw. Oh yeah, you did. You should check on YouTube. The SmackDown episode, the Continental match. The number one contender for the Intercontinental title. MVP versus Drew McIntyre and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
This is a good match. It sounds like they're really behind you now. He's the more contender for the Intercontinental title. So it looks like if he doesn't get the push here, he's never going to get the push ever.
It looks like it. Well, we shall see.
Well, you know, for what time is it? You all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Come back next week, 4 o'clock. Thank you, Forrest, for coming on the show.
No problem.
And thank you, folks, for listening. And you guys are.